Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you the greatest show on earth.
I mean, look, it's a perfect hole for this fucking meat stick.
There's your cold open. There's your cold open.
Are you ready for this?
It's another edition of KFC Radio on the Barstool Sports Network. Your boy's back.
Everyone must be very happy about that.
I think it was much like everything to do in our lives, you and I, this show. It was 50-50 people loved it or hated it.
Yeah, oh, like...
A lot of love.
I mean, I hated it.
Well, yeah, we know that. Yeah, we know which 50% you were in, for sure.
Like, I hated every single second of it. I hated being the host. The ad reads
you,
like...
You did an ad read as a Spanish guy, I think.
Yeah.
I thought, swear to God, I listened to a clip. I thought it was like dubbed or something. It sounded like a Spanish man.
Yeah,
it was Antonio Mendez. Yeah, you were doing it like Antonio, and it sounded so good and real that I was like, oh, this, like, they must have, like, done some, you know, Nick must have done something. I was like, no.
No, that was just me. But the ad reads are like, the voice ad reads are much like me. In the sense, they're funny in short order.
Sure, small doses.
But when you're doing 10 in a week.
Yeah, that's a bit much. One or two here and there, we get some chuckles.
You're going to
laugh. When we're on like our 15 minutes of ad reads for the week, and I'm doing Augustus. Why was his name Augustus? Was he Scottish?
No, he was Dutch, right?
Dutch. Yeah.
It was like
what
the
is
kid.
A Dutch accent even? What
don't know. It was sounded mostly Scottish. It was, yeah, I think that was
you got
just.
You got a haircut.
I did get a haircut.
You look like you belong in the Long family.
I look like I belong in the Long family?
Yeah, like Howie Long, Chris Long.
Oh, it's a flat top?
Well, right now you kind of got like a square thing going on, yeah.
Oh, that's not... I must have done it bad then. I don't want a square... No disrespect to the Longs. I'm a big fan of all of them. But I'm not a square top guy.
You stepped right in
that one. I don't have the shape. I don't have the physique to be a fucking guy.
Yet you believe you have the physique to stand there shirtless on Instagram... Drinking milkshakes for people.
I mean, yes, it's technically shirtless, but I make sure not to show anything.
Thank God.
Today's word of the day is crepitate. It's of Latin origin from the 17th century, and it means crackling. Like when I move, my bones crepitate.
let me tell you right now, if you start to show some skin in addition to that, for people who don't know, you follow Feitelberg on Instagram, at Feitelberg. Word of the day, drinking...
By far my most hated segment ever. Like, leaps and bounds, the most hated thing I've ever done.
Because it's leaps and bounds, the most disgusting thing you've ever done. And that's saying a lot. Because you do a lot of gross shit. This man has clumps of protein milkshake dripping from his mustache onto his bare body. Well, he gives you the definitions of words you're never going to use. It's the worst segment in the history. It is the worst segment in the history of the internet.
It's so bad. It's
the
so
worst.
Bad. But it's so
and
it, like, it
and
cracks
I'm also
me
like, what's
up.
The word of the day?
It cracks me up.
Here I am looking.
And sometimes you just gotta do something for you. I give so much of me to the people, and like, oh yeah. But sometimes you gotta do something that just makes you laugh, and that makes me laugh. It's just a lovely way to start my day at noon.
It's so lovely for you, and just the absolute worst. I mean, look at you. Look at you. Look at it drinking. That man's gonna puke about himself.
It is. It's so fucking
funny. And the best part is it is the entirety of his TikTok page. Yeah. That's all you'll get on his channel is just drippy mustache, shirtless mustache man.
That's all it is from now on, baby. It's just gonna be me. I'm shirtless, catching 52 views.
I'm praying this takes off.
It legitimately has 52 views. The most exclusive club in the world, the Feitelberg TikTok page.
I would venture to guess I have lost followers since this segment started. I think I probably had around 400 TikTok followers. What are we at now?
You game.
5-12, baby.
You're up.
They don't watch it, but they're there.
Oh, look at that. Look at that thing, man. You are absolutely disgusting.
It's like I said
earlier,
I get people who I didn't even know follow me, or then they text me being like, you
enough.
Gotta
enough.
Like childhood friends are like, I've stopped telling people I know you.
I said earlier that we will never have any sort of Me Too sex scandal here because we are just disgusting. We will never have a female coworker that ever like finds herself mixing
Jackie
it up.
Jackie said she was watching it and was viscerally disgusted.
Jackie, what a week for you with rap battle gunfights and what was the second one?
Popcorn. I'm so glad you guys shit on the popcorn thing.
The popcorn funnel didn't exactly hit the way you thought it was.
The people are all on board with the popcorn.
The people are on board.
I mean, there's a popcorn company. I forget their name, but a popcorn company is like
we want
to talk about it.
You've certainly established yourself in the KFC radio universe with just that big dumb brain of yours. That's you fit right in.
I think it's brilliant.
That's the thing. There's a fine line, you know, between genius and insanity. In like the podcast, this is disgusting.
Gosh, please stop.
This man is dipping a beef jerky stick.
No, he said, "Should I fuck it?" And then stuck.
He said, "Should I fuck it?"
I mean, look, it's a perfect hole for this fucking meat stick.
There's your cold open. There's your cold open. It's a perfect hole for this meat stick. No, I know.
It perfectly fits him.
It does fit perfectly.
Oh, my God.
He's fucking it, folks. I'm going back on vacation. I listened to a little bit. I listened.
Why?
Yeah, I listened to you screaming about cum.
That's how you're
going to
get me, too.
Fucking smoking. I was like, ah.
I oddly had this thought, like, all right, I'm gonna come back in and you know, dad's back and everything will calm down, and this is just an absolute shit show. This is a fiasco. This is worse than when I was gone.
Yeah, you enable me.
Yeah, who knew?
I got something great about enabling coming up, by the way.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Did you miss me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So weird. I think you know what it is.
I missed you a lot. I did do shit.
I never. I mean, I really.
Motherfuckers keep like, "Oh, you want to do this ad?" No, I want to do a fucking ad. I want to say dumb shit.
You got it so good. You got it so good, man. Just come in here and just say dumb shit. Like, that should be like your bio on social media. I say dumb shit.
Just say dumb shit.
It is really amazing that you have, you know, a successful life and you just say dumb shit. I mean, so do I. Yeah. I basically just say dumb shit first. You say it second. That's really the only difference here. I love that you're doing the put it in and then drink. Yep. Yeah, that's and you're swish it around. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's good.
That's the good stuff, baby.
I take so few vacations, none, that it was so weird to be away. I mean, it's the first time in years that I've gotten like any distance from this place or from you or anything.
Did you enjoy your time?
No, that's just that's just life. But it was more like
Every vacation is like, well, I'm not going to do this again for a while.
Totally overrated.
It's stressful and sucks.
Yeah, man. It's true. You need the vacation from the vacation. I lost $30,000 in my vacation week.
That's a tough one.
30 grand down the drain. My taxes.
How was Mount Vernon? Like, you tell someone you spent 30 grand on vacation, they're not going to think you didn't leave your house.
I lost $30,000 on vacation just sitting in my apartment in the hood. That's my life. I mean, that's incredible. And I can't even imagine.
It was car, kids,
taxes.
Don't do any of those three things.
And I got another. Yeah, you really don't. You don't have a car, you don't have kids, and your taxes aren't. I'm assuming nobody has worse taxes than me because I just don't know what happens.
Oh, I know that the state of New York has owed me for the last 2 years, and I just haven't asked them for it. The state of New York owes me like 10 grand. I just haven't collected. I got an account for the first time this year. She was like, you know, they owe you money. I was like, yeah, I guess I heard about that.
Her rumblings. Yeah.
My sister mentioned something about that, I think.
Well, can you get that and just give it to me, maybe?
Sure.
Like, yeah, let my boy hold that. Just send it over there, IRS. Yeah, it was like 20-something in taxes, another 1250 or 1500 in tickets. And
you should just light your car on fire and collect the insurance money.
Seriously, I should just light myself on fire. Let the kids collect the insurance money. It's like, I need money fast. What can I do?
Die.
Yeah, kill me. I need to be murdered, though, because if you kill yourself, you don't get the insurance money.
Correct.
Right? So who's going to murder me?
Ah, I got some stuff going on.
Rock, paper, scissors, Nick.
I don't want to kill you.
I feel like you, as my best friend, you have to. You know what I'll do? I'll make my buddy's the godfather of Keegan. He has to do it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. You should have someone else do it.
Yeah. And then all my problems will be solved.
Yeah.
I'll be dead. The money will be rolling in. What? I mean, life insurance policies are...
People talk about a golden parachute. It's suicide.
It's suicide. Yeah. Jump out of a building without a parachute.
Yeah.
Think about it. I always thought this with rings,
life's
too.
Not going great?
I was always a big fan of let's get this ring insured and then you lose it and we collect because it just blatantly is worth more than what I paid. I never understood why that was the case, but it was just like 10 or 15 grand more than what I bought it for. And I was like, okay.
That's a good way to make
it. So let's 15 grand. Yeah. And they're all over it. Ring fraud is like a thing. But I was thinking the same thing applies to my life. Like, realistically, what do you think your life insurance policy should be worth? What do you think your life's worth?
No.
Just nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Like if it, so, I mean, I came into
what do I need a life insurance policy?
I'm not saying you need it. I'm just saying, what would it be worth? You know?
No, like nothing.
But no, it's got to be worth, you know, you got to think about your career earnings, really. So you could keep doing this and you make like this much money.
But the
per
money
year.
Would go to nobody. Like, it's actually really fucked up. Like, my dad's life insurance policy was crazy. Like, I should have killed him for sure. And my mom just didn't have one. And they would both be like, well, yeah. If mom dies, we don't lose anything. Yeah, you lose a mother, but like.
She ain't worth shit.
She's a homemaker. Yeah, she doesn't bring in earnings.
Yeah.
And they were both very fine with that. Like,
right.
Yeah, well,
which is logical. Right. Makes sense. Right. I mean, but if it wasn't for, the equity piece, like, and yes, you have your salary that you would earn. But other than that, my life is just not worth anything, you know? Like if an insurance company took a look, they would be like,
It's like
$17,000.
It's like a long game Polly. Like, they'd be like, you have to pay us.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're clearly going to die soon. Yeah. Like, the way you live.
Your lifestyle is incredibly dangerous.
You ever just think about how the other half lives, how they feel? I reach a point now, I'm so old now that I'm like, I don't even know. I used to be thinking, as my esteemed colleague here just chugs milk in front of me. Like, when you're younger and you, like, let's say, let's say you injure yourself. You start to feel some aches and pains. You're like, okay, I'm young and like in shape. I'm just struggling right now in the moment, like short term. Wow. But now it's like that ship has sailed. This is just me and this is my shitty life now.
Yeah.
There's no hope that I'm ever getting back to what once was. You know?
No, you know what? I actually very recently realized this. My physical fitness can best be described as when I take multivitamins. I don't piss highlight or yellow anymore.
Like, it like absorbs everything.
Like, my body's like 17,000% of our daily thiamine.
We need it all.
Yeah, we're going to take it all.
We need 16,999%.
We're not putting out anything. Yeah. It's not like, you know, that's money you're wasting. You're literally pissing money because you don't actually need all that stuff. Need it all.
No, all
need every single fucking piece of
it. But so that's where I started thinking, I can't even fathom what it must be like to wake up and feel good and be young and like, you know.
Heavens no. But I think that's what The Rock likes to say. Like, when The Rock's feet touch the ground, the devil goes, ah, shit, he's up.
When our feet hit
the ground. When my feet touch the ground, I'm like, I wish the devil would kill me.
Where's the devil at?
Yeah, like, if Satan, I don't believe you're real. Come kill me to prove it.
I mean, it's a sad thought, though. You know, it's over.
I don't think so.
Like I have a drawer at home that has size medium shirts, and I was like, one day I'll be back,
Kevin. What the fuck? I've never known you as a medium person, so you've been.
No, that's not true. It's not true. Yeah. No, like
well, like, and that's not even saying like you're fat. Like you're just a big person.
Yeah, but
you're, like, you're not
but,
a small
but I'm
man.
Not muscular at all. Like there was a time when I was just like around the wedding when I lost a lot of weight and shit like that. Like there were times where it would be like probably a little more like snug or whatever. But I was skinny enough to put on like a medium shirt that like wouldn't look ridiculous. And I remember thinking, and some of them were like nice, like more expensive and like a nicer brand. And I was like, one day, like I'm gonna get back to that. And that, you know. It's been at first it was like a couple months, and then it was like, all right, that was last season. All right, that was a year ago.
So you've moved house with these shirts. I think that's not allowed. I think when you move house, you don't get to keep, you don't get to bring like the goal shirts anymore. Time for a new goal. When you're cleaning out the drawers, like, right. It's time to throw
Dude,
away.
I need to purge everything. I have so much shit. Because just between samples and sponsors and then stuff that we make and then stuff that we buy, I mean, I have an obscene amount of clothes.
You're describing about 5x what the average person has.
Right.
Because it's like, I have...
You just have what you buy. That's it.
Even more than that. Because, like, we get more free shit than we want.
Well, yeah. There's stuff that we... Like, sponsors, people that want to sponsor us. When we make shit, we're like, here's, like, 5 samples. Pick which one you like. Well, I still have the other 4. Mm-hmm. And they're nice, so it's like, I'm not going to throw them out, but I should.
You should give them away to the homeless people.
I should, but I'm not gonna.
I do it. I just put it on the street and it's gone in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I
just
need
put
to start
it, just
doing
put it
that.
Right there and it's gone.
Yeah,
I live right next to Salvation Army. I'm like, I don't even take the walk. Someone's just gonna walk.
They
by
come for you.
It. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, it's overflowing. I need a new place. I need a new life. I need a new life.
See here, okay. I have something.
If I didn't love my kids, I would for sure like fake my death and disappear. I would do that. I would go vacuum repair, man. I'd be gone. I would Goodwill hunting you. I wouldn't have come back from this vacation, and I would just go live in like fucking New Mexico.
People would find you and kill you on like week 2 of that.
Do you think you could disappear?
Me?
Yeah. Really though.
Yeah.
Think about it,
Kevin. There are maybe 3 people who would care. It's easy to disappear when no one cares. Like there would be 3 people who would look for me for an hour and a half. My mom.
No, let's play this out for real.
Okay, my mom. Who
Wait,
would
let's do this for real. Let me play this out for real. Let's play the game. What if? Let's play a little KFC Radio. What if? Okay.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
But if you were... Let's say you really disappeared. Okay. First, okay, you think you could disappear? You think you could blend in?
Yeah.
I don't think you could. I don't think you could disappear.
I'm a Zeggle, Kevin. I could definitely disappear.
You what?
I'm a Zeggle.
What does that mean?
That's my word of the day, bitch!
I'm going back on vacation. What is a Zeggle?
It's someone who can alter their personality, appearance, or attitude in order to be comfortable in any situation.
You are a Zeggle. That is the most despicable, deplorable thing to be, and we are that to a T, brother.
My using it in a sentence was, I say I'm a Zeggle because it sounds better than sociopath.
I was going to say it's more like, I say I'm a Zeggle because I'm because it sounds better than like I'm a spineless, gutless, opinionless fucking lemming who will just conform to anything, who has no, I will stand up for nothing.
Both are good.
Yeah. I think that you are too well known at this point that you couldn't disappear.
Oh, I'd just go somewhere like fucking.
Where?
I don't know, somewhere they don't know me. Basically everywhere outside of the Northeast.
You're also
I'd go to fucking South Carolina and be fine.
You're also so doppelgangerable that people would be like, that's not him.
Yeah.
But I always think, like, you know, how would you disappear? Because you can't use your credit cards. What would you do? You know, like, what? You can't use your phone. Like, you can't be on the grid. You gotta,
I can use all those things because no one would bother
you. Looking for you?
Yeah. Dude, my mom, there was a time, my mom, who liked my dogs more than she liked the kids.
There was a time, like the present.
Yeah. No, but this was a specific instance. Maddie, Maisie got out, and my mom came home, and she's just like, dog's gone. I was laying on the couch watching TV. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, we were walking in the cemetery, and the dog ran away, and it's gone. And I was like, did you look for it? And she goes, yeah, I did a lap. And then
she went,
just came home. Like, and that was it. She was done. Me and my siblings went out to go find the dog.
Her?
We found her, yeah. But she was like, yeah, no, dog's gone. Like, it was very easy. She would just go, John's gone.
I legit think that Duncan used to run away. Duncan now lives with my parents, and, like, you can leave the door wide open, and he'll run out, but he always comes back, or he has no interest in running away at all. He used to run away, like, every other day at when I had my house. And I was like, yeah, it was not a comfortable house to be in. I think, like the difference in his life, like, he's like, oh, good. Like, I don't run away. It's like, well, you used to run away every day. He's like, well, did you see the house I was living in? Of course I was trying to get away from that shit.
It's like when Bill Burr took his like a dog trainer. And it's like, what's the environment like in your house? And he's like, well, I watch games at night, and I get pretty excited. And I see, he's like, yeah, your dog's sitting in the corner like, rawr, rawr, rawr. Like, your dog can sense all that energy.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be a terrible existence to live with me.
Dog can sense it all. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Doors open. See ya.
I'm not, at least yet, I'm not going to abandon my children yet. But if I were to try to
teach them how to make peanut butter and jellies and split.
Yeah, that's it. Here's your one life skill. You're good now. Goodbye.
You can sustain your life on this.
Where would you disappear to?
What
would be your ideal?
I'd probably
like, if you were to start over your life, if you were to officially be like, I'm giving up on this one, which is a great idea, by the way. You know?
Yeah.
Like everything else in life. I always say this about marriage. Like, I think you need a starter marriage. Like, you need a starter house. It's like you date to figure out the right person. But then you should also get married a couple times to figure out how to be married. The same way you buy houses and fix this one up until you have, you know. You also should get to do that with life. You know?
Are you advocating for a rebirth?
Yeah. Like, I really hope that reincarnation and rebirth and shit is real.
Okay.
Because
I don't think we have much control over that one.
No, I don't. No, not at all. But what if you did? What if it was like after – so you're an adult. You got to live to like 18, right? And then what if it's like you live to like 30 – and then you have like an opt-out clause where it's like, I'm opting out.
Start again?
Life. Yeah, like, this life is just not good. I'm opting out. And nobody in your life gets to really like have a problem. It's just like, yeah, he's opting out. Like, that's like free agency of life.
It's nothing personal. It's just a business.
Yeah. Because that's why, you know what I'm so sick and tired of?
Works, you know?
I am so sick and fucking tired of my goddamn loving family. These motherfuckers who just insist on loving me and being close and sharing our lives together. Do you know how much of a burden that is?
Dude, that's a lot.
Do you know how awesome life is when you're an orphan? When you don't have a single person in this world looking out for you, who cares about you, who has any expectations for you, who wants you to come home for the holidays, who wants to go to dinner with you, who wants to like see you and your kids. All of that is for the fucking birds, man. Do you know how fun life would be if you didn't, like, I think every goddamn day, if I didn't have a family, I would be gone.
Gone where?
The Bahamas, the fucking, oh, to Europe. Yeah, yeah. During the pandemic, if I didn't have fucking kids, man, we could have just jetted to some island, lived on a hut, put out two podcasts a week, and been living the fucking dream.
Save
and
money.
Here I am with a goddamn mother and a father and kids that I love and all this shit that does nothing but stop me from living a happy life of freedom. The shackles that are upon my wrists and ankles of this loving family of mine. Garbage, dude.
I don't have these shackles. It's pretty good.
You say that. You wouldn't just bail on your whole family, though, and disappear on them.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not saying I would do this. I'm just saying I could.
could.
Yeah, it would be very easy.
Like if you were to just pick up and bounce and be like, I live now in the Australian
Outback. I have multiple relatives who have done this.
Yeah, would you do that though? Would you
like I'm not talking distant. I'm talking my mom or my dad's brothers or sisters. Yeah. I have multiple who just hopped it out.
Would you be down with that? What if in a couple of years it's like, you know, would you be able to be like, all right, I am moving to the Amalfi Coast and I will not be here for your wedding. I'm not going to be here for your birthday. I'm going to miss, you know, your siblings I'm talking about. Like everybody, you just be like, yeah, I'm out now. Would you do that?
No.
That's what I mean.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I could. I could. And no one would have any problem with it. I'd be like, all right, I get it.
Sometimes you think so?
Yeah, I am positive.
Because you think you're the black sheep of the family.
I don't think.
If your other siblings did it, would it be cool?
I think it would be cool no matter what. I don't think anyone would really care.
Well, so that's my other thing is that maybe this is all self-inflicted. Maybe my family would be like, just fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we want to hear this all the time. We want to hear this fucking shtick. Go be an orphan, asshole. You know? So maybe I should. It's really the kids. I can't abandon my own goddamn kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I had children,
but
it'd be one
thing. The bigger thing is that it always.
I think what you're looking for here is you're looking for someone to say, like, you're like someone who's, like, dying. Right? You're in a deathbed.
Yeah, just kill me.
And like, I think it was my mom who was talking about, like, with her mother when she was dying. And she's like, you're good. We're all set.
Yeah,
go.
Right.
And, like, you can go. You know, like, you're dying right now. I'm saying you can go if you want.
But I need you to metaphorically smother me with the pillow. I need you to force me out. I need you to, like, buy me the plane ticket and be like, go.
Because if you're looking for permission to die, granted.
It is rather narcissistic of me to sit here and think otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, it's exceptionally narcissistic. I think the same way.
Yeah.
But,
they wouldn't care. As a matter of fact, they would be like a real, you know, my mom always tells me I cried for like 3 straight years when I was born. And then she says I hit like 3 years old and I was like the most delightful kid like ever after that. Like never had any problems. Like one like incident in high school where I got like arrested for drinking, whatever. Like other than that, like everything's been, she's like, you've been a picture perfect child since then. And then like 30 hit and it was like, now I'm back to being the 3 year old, you know? And I think that my entire family would probably be like, yeah, just yeah, like when you have like a person in your family who's like an addict or like a delinquent, and they're like, it would be easier if they were just gone, you know? Like, I hate to admit it, but yeah. God, it would be, I think that's me.
What was that? That's in Mary Easttown.
Yes, right, like, with the crackhead brother. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but like, just die already. It would be so much easier. I think that's, you know, just go. Build your fucking bowling alley in the Caribbean. We don't care, dude. We don't want to see you anymore.
Bro, we'd have both seasons covered because I'd have the video rental place up in Vermont.
We gotta go to Stepping Stone, Vermont.
Okay. And then we can retire once we open up a video rental store in Vermont.
That's going to be the big bucks, baby. Stepping Stone, Vermont for the winter. Somewhere in the Bahamas for the summer, or I guess we should do it the opposite way, right?
Vacation in Noonan.
Yeah. Also, what I really every time I go through these meltdowns, like what my brother always says to me, like, and it's funny because I just went on quote unquote vacation, but I didn't really. I'm always like, I just need to press pause for like a couple weeks, and then and then resume and like know that he's like, yeah. It's a fucking vacation, man. You're like we're like the only people in the world who don't do it. And then when I do go on vacation, I just sit around in my
hotel
apartment and write checks to people. I mean, really just the worst of the worst spending of my money. So we need Hoge coin, baby. Hoge.
See what
Hoge,
you're
Hoge, 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 Hoge.
Hey, if you're gonna have this thing up, why don't you fucking click the video open so I get more than 52 views? You want to let that bitch just run? Fucking get my views up.
But ripping off you.
But what you're saying is, it's making me question what I thought this weekend. So I went to a kid's birthday party on Saturday. My nephews. Not my nephew. I don't have a nephew.
I was going to say, I don't think those are
my cousins. And he's just like a very young cousin. Like most cousins are all in the same window, not me and this cousin. So it's just weird. Like, okay, I have a cousin who's a child. But I went to his birthday party in Central Park, and they had a child performer there. And I was looking at it and watching it, thinking, like, this woman is killing herself tonight. Yeah. Like,
oh, I saw
it. Yes, is the most depressing profession of all time.
That's some big Jay Oakerson shit, you know?
You've changed my mind. It might be podcasting. Over the last 10 minutes, I've done some soul searching and think maybe she's all it. Right. But, yeah. Dude, it was. She's...
I mean, there's definitely people who listen to our show going, oh, this guy's going to kill themselves tonight. Definitely.
She was setting up this fucking part. Like, it might as well to her have been MSG. We're in Central Park. We're by like, we're like 93rd and Central Park West. And it was like, you know, it was Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. She was setting up this blanket. It took this woman an hour to set up her stage, which was a blanket.
For like 4-year-olds, right?
It was a blanket.
Yeah.
All it was a blanket.
Right.
Kevin, blanket.
Blanket.
and she was pulling the ends and making sure it was just so. And then she hung up like two things between two trees, so it was a little puppet show type deal. Mm-hmm. All the while, she's dressed as a moose, mind you. and then she said, like, fucking, I don't know, like Axl Rose taking the stage. She sat down. She's like, I got a big announcement, everybody. This is my first show in a year, and I am thrilled to be here. And it was fucking crickets.
Smattering.
Nothing. Not even the parents. We were all just, not my parent, but we were all just in the corner like, do your thing, Moose.
Yeah. And imagine if someone just said, shut the fuck up, Moose.
And then, like, she just played songs as kids didn't pay attention. And, like, the moment when you're realizing, I can't even entertain someone who's entertained by grass has to be a tough thing. Like, this kid is opting to pick grass and throw it in the air rather than listen to my song.
What my kids watched the other day? It was a YouTube video where they just counted to 200. It was just a guy going like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I said, what are you watching, Shay? And she said, counting to 200. Like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Those children who choose to watch that sort of stuff did not even enjoy that Moose's performance.
So what the fuck am I wearing this goddamn costume for? Singing fucking Puff the Magic Dragon. Just trying to get the adults involved a little bit back there. They don't seem to give a shit. Like, hey, I'm singing about weed. Don't you guys want to at least chime in a little bit?
That,
nothing.
Do you think that that person...
is dead, yes.
Do you think... like, that person is... clearly not doing it for, like, the money. Are they doing it because they like to entertain the kids? Are they doing it because they're like, I'm a musician and I'm playing music for people? Yeah, maybe it's not, like, selling out the garden like I once dreamed of, but I'm like, I just can't believe the people who don't give up on things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many.
Like, she should not give up on that job. She should give up on everything.
Her life.
Not at all.
I see, like, you know, like, I guess we're lucky.
Clearly things went awry.
We're lucky enough that
course correction
right, like,
is
like,
a funeral.
When your life goes that far awry, it's kind of what I was saying before, where it's like there's just no going back. There's no course correction. That's the thing. That's okay. It's taken me a while to land the plane here, but I figured it out.
Okay.
When you reach a point in your life, whether it's your physical body or your mental well-being or your career or your relationship or whatever, when you reach the point where there's no course correction, that it can't go back to the old way, that's when you probably have to kill yourself. when you have to be able, like, so I always preach self-awareness. The key, the most important key in self-awareness is being able to recognize the point of no return, where it's like, yeah, my body's never going to go back to what it was. Like, yeah, I'm never going to be that happy person again. Yeah, my job, like, no, there's no way I'm going to, like, turn it into the career I want it to be. It's over. Okay. You know?
Yeah. I thought you were going to go, yeah, I'm in a TikTok sweatshirt when you look down.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. But no. But see, think about how funny that is. See, people are clowning BFFs all the time or whatever, and it's like, it broke YouTube.
Oh, no. You know, it's an incredibly successful show. I just thought that's what you were going to say.
But think about that.
You were just looking. You were staring directly at it.
There are people who are trying to become legitimate singers, legitimate dancers, legitimate podcasters, content creators, all that. And just like the TikTok kid and the old weird guy with the dog leashes makes like the biggest, best podcast in the world now.
Metal crime! Oh, God!
Metal crime! And there are so – and like the people who want to play their band, they want to get a gig somewhere, and Pop Punk comes in and plays Irving Plaza like that, you know? And there are just so many people who are out there like, I'm just going to keep on plugging along, even though the BFFs of the world and the punks of the world and the Barstools of the world are what like win. It's a bleak thought for like 99% of the world.
What do you think, speaking of bleak thoughts, what do you think the most depressed profession is per capita?
Podcasting.
You think he's podcasting?
No,
because I think the fucking Jocko Willichicks of the world throw us off our fucking.
Who's that?
That's that big fucking guy who has a haircut like this, or should have a haircut like this. It's like a former Navy SEAL, like because there's one too many podcasts, two crazy. So many podcasts that are like inspirational. Like I think we're in the minority.
That we're the depressed podcast.
We just spent 20 minutes advocating suicide. Yeah. So,
yeah. Let's hope we're in the minority. Yeah. Segura and Joe Rogan were talking. I think there's 2 million podcasts in the world.
Okay.
And like.
Just pause you real quick. Speaking of 2 million, that's how many views Count to 200 has, yeah. Kevin.
Count to 200 has 2.2.
And it took him 7 minutes.
And he has 2.2 million subscribers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 8, 9, 77, 172, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 45, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 100, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 200. How fast was that?
Oh, was I supposed to? I don't know.
Go!
I'll tell you in post.
About a minute and a half. Suck my dick, Jack Hartman Kids Music Channel.
You really?
One third of the time, at least.
I think you almost stroked out in the 190s there. You're like on a glitch, like on repeat. 191, 191, 191, 191, 191. You became an auctioneer. Do I hear 192? Do I hear 192? Do I hear 193? Let me tell you something. You guys just witnessed podcast greatness. Like, again, there's someone listening at home who has a podcast they do with their friend where they, like, script things out and come up with material and pour their heart and soul into it, and nobody listens, and you just count it to 200. And we're going to, you know, that was a sponsored segment. That just made several thousand dollars. That's insane. The world is not a fair place. No. We are proof positive. Like, in summation, we should be like the least successful people in the world. And somehow, some way, we have something to live for. Not much. Not much. But enough.
I do have to say something that Jack Hartman had just reminded me.
Just again, for the people who don't know, Jack Hartman is just the random YouTube channel for kids' songs that John has now like waged war against.
Well, it's I actually part of me is siding with Jack Hartman because I don't know if you knew this. It's Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, shout out to all the teachers.
No, fuck all the teachers, Kevin. The teachers are like the anti-cops in the sense that most of them are bad apples and get all the credit in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that we still regularly fucking, like, the teachers are the heroes. I was thinking about it today. And this is why I like Jack Hartman, because teachers are going to run him out of business. Yeah. He's going to put teachers in the fucking unemployment line. Because guess what? Learn how to count to 200. Here you go, fucking. I'll skip class today. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it this morning when I learned it was Teacher Appreciation Week. And I was thinking, and don't get me wrong, some teachers are unfucking believable. I had three of them in my life.
What do you mean by unbelievable?
Like I had three truly great teachers who like I still think about, and they worked hard and their goal was to educate. 99% of my teachers were just babysitters.
Definitely.
Like highly paid babysitters.
Definitely.
It's like, here's your fucking worksheet, do that, check it in the textbook, hand it in. That's what like it's the difference between teacher and educator. I'll give you Educator Appreciation Week. That's someone who takes pride in their work, not someone like Mrs. Pillsbury who used to make me clean out her goddamn refrigerator in math class. And you wonder why I struggle counting to 200.
Mrs. Tannenbaum used to ask me to sharpen her pencil for her. The sharpener was on her desk.
Whoa.
What a flex, right?
How about Mrs. Pillsbury? Well, as I cleaned her, she was a fifth grade teacher. As I would clean her fridge, she would sit on her desk and watch me. Mind you, this wasn't during recess nor a punishment. This was just in class. Like, the whole class was still sitting
learning,
there.
Learning, and you're just cleaning?
Mrs. Pillsbury would sit on her desk, not cross her legs. I'd see her hairy, fat muff. The only word to describe a pussy like that is a muff.
Do we need to use the M word? I guess we did. I guess that's your point, is that we very much did need to use the M word.
I choose my words very carefully, Kevin. That wasn't an accident.
Who is that your least favorite teacher of all time?
Nah.
Who's your worst?
Nah.
Because this bitch, Mrs. Tannenbaum.
See, I don't even...
I want Mrs. Tannenbaum rot in hell. Like she's dead and in the dirt, and I hope there's no peace. I hope you experience... No peace. This bitch, we used to say there's no B-bomb. It made no sense. We used to say there's an A-bomb and a B-bomb, but there's nothing like the T-bomb. And that, like, the whole world knew that. Like, this bitch sucked. She was pure evil. She was just the worst of the worst of the worst. And I remember I did a project once, and I got, like, a C-minus, let's call it. It was, like, a bad grade. She was like, you can redo it. Like, I'll give you a chance to redo it, and you can, like, up your score, your grade by a half a grade, whatever it was. And my mom and my dad were, like, so fed up with this bitch that, like, they just did it. They just did the project for me. D plus. Got a worse grade with, like, two, like, 30 or 40-year-old adults just being like, all right, we'll do the fourth grader's work for him. This bitch made life a living fucking hell. And I just think about – I think back to teachers like that. How, like, sociopathic do you have to be to be like –
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin.
That's what most teachers are.
Yeah.
They're like,
I'm going to get about 39-year-olds in this room, and I'm going to make life hell
like,
for them.
Really hard.
Like, what the fuck
And
is
then when
that
they
about?
Go home, they're going to have more homework.
Right.
And like, even when I'm thinking about good teachers, and maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one who just had, for the vast majority of my life, teachers who just didn't give a shit. But they were like...
No, I think that's the most. Yeah,
I think you probably get
the good
people
ones stick out.
Like young, you have young ones who are like, and then they probably get beaten down by life, and then you know by the end they're just an old woman with a fucking bad haircut. Who's like, this is what cursive is. Just fucking do that,
right?
And like,
here's the history lesson. It hasn't changed in 200 years. Right? Just take the same fucking notes.
I'm even counting in like my good teachers, which a three is high. I'm like giving credit. I probably had one truly great teacher, and then after that, I had two who were okay, and then. Like, everyone else just hated it and, like, didn't want to be there. And, like, I'm not even thinking about teachers who are mean. I'm not immediately counting you as a bad teacher. You are.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not even people I hated. It was just, like, you're not good at this.
How about this, though?
And it seems like you don't even want to be.
You know who I think is the worst? The good teachers. How weird is that?
Because they inspire you?
That's just weird. like, Mrs. Miller in first grade, I would call her one of my, like, important teachers. She lived she had a huge lake in her backyard, like a private, like her own lake. And she would invite people over for like a year end or a year beginning, like party at the lake. That's weird. That's weird.
Why?
Because you're invite, like that's the last thing I would ever want to do. Invite like, these fucking kids and their strange parents over, and now I have to entertain you. And I come to work every day, and I worry about these random kids who aren't even mine. I worry about them and how smart they get,
it's
you know?
Bizarre.
It's almost like, and that's where, like, I think if you're a male.
Humans, it's disgusting.
And that's where we always say, if you're going to be a teacher of young kids, you got to be a girl.
Yeah,
because
if
you're doing this, if I was doing that, if I was like, children, come to my lake, because everyone would be like,
make sure you bring your bathing suits.
Right, put that guy behind bars right fucking now. Taking interest in children.
Water's
who are not yours.
Warm, kids, come on in. Let's play water polo or some handsy activity.
Right, right. Yeah, let's play sharks and minnows. I'm going to grab you. Yeah, it's just. I think the bad
water polo.
Bad.
you have a water polo match with a couple of first graders. You better have some small coffins on hand.
This is the second time now this happened on KC Radio. The imagery of baby coffins really fucks me up. Little coffins are fucking weird, man.
I thought you were going to say funny.
There.
Thought you were gonna say funny, and then it was just like mm. That just lingered in the air. Right, long
missed on that one. My bad.
Oh, man. All right, let's do top five. Let's do let's just run through some TV first, and that'll run into our top fives today. Top five is top five Star Wars. Top five of Star Wars, basically. Yeah. It's May the 4th be with you day, Star Wars Day. All the nerds go hard for their franchise. So we, the Star Wars experts, will be giving our top fives. But the rest of pop culture right now, the rest of TV, have you watched Invincible yet?
No, I heard great things, though.
It is
so good. It was inspiring you to read, if I saw tweets correctly.
Well, it's just they got picked up for season 2 and 3, but maybe not, because maybe, you know, animation and voiceover doesn't take that long, so maybe they can bang them out quickly. But I just don't want to wait.
You don't want to wait so bad, you want to read.
Well, you know, they're like graphic novels. They're like comic books. Yeah. You know? Nah, it's not real reading, you know? Maybe.
It's more difficult reading.
Well, also, it's a
I don't know
pages.
How to read a comic book.
It's a you can't, like...
Can't figure it out.
Yes, you can.
I mean, I haven't tried since I was young, but it's why I got out of the game as a kid.
John was just looking at the pages.
Like these conversations don't make any sense.
Well, the Invincible one, it's called the... It's a word that's like consortium, but it's not. It's called like the Cospodium or
Compendium.
Something. Compendium. It's 1,000 pages long. It's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I'll fucking wait for the show.
That's what I'm saying. Because I looked it up and it was like paperback edition, $69. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And it's because it's like a 1,500 page book.
I was going to say, I think that's just the combination. Like, because Robert Kirkman releases them at like single issues. And when they put them all together, they sell it as that.
Sure. I guess
they
do the same. So that's why I'm buying like 100 comics. That's why it's 60 bucks. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. But yeah, I mean, it is. It's kind of like you watch The Boys, right?
Yeah.
It's like The Boys. It's very similar to The Boys. It's real life superheroes. So, like, there's just so much death and violence in it where it's just like, you know, usually the aliens come and they start to wipe out the city and then, like, the superhero saves them. But they just show, like, the old ladies and the little kids getting wiped out first. So it's just like faces being ripped off and bones being pulled out. It's, like, excessively violent. It's a great story. I mean, it is awesome. And I realized the voiceovers is so I was kind of like knock it, like saying how much easy work it is, but like J.K. Simmons is a voice, and Seth Rogen's a small bit, and every name is basically like a known name. Wow. And it makes a difference. Like it really does. It's like just as important as regular acting, really, in a way.
Oh,
like,
I bet,
to have their voice. So I watched Invincible, which I like could not get enough of. Like the Mets were just ruining my life every night. Because every time they were losing, I was like, I could just be watching Invincible right now. So that, and then Mayor of Easttown, we're both on that one. I know you're really on that one. You really love it.
I love
it. Is your prediction about it? I'm only halfway through the most recent episode because I have to watch the Mets and that whole fucking thing with the home run being called back. That was wild. Is your prediction just like on a whim, or is there something in that episode that really points to it?
No, it's a kind of a whim. Okay. It seems like people are now starting to lean into Evan Peters being the guy.
Who's that?
It's the different American Horror Story. It's her partner.
The new.
I just like how she, Kate Winslet plays a role that is just by the first woman to ever play this role. Like the disgruntled divorced detective who's kind of got like she hasn't really shown signs of being a drunk yet, but she likes to have her drinks.
Downtrodden life. Yeah, we get along.
Yeah. But so in the first episode, at the end of the first episode or towards the end, there's a weird little something, a little, I don't know what it is, but it's Siobhan, Mayor's daughter, and her girlfriend like trying to cuddle, but there's like a
pulls away.
There's a little weird pull away. And then Siobhan lies to Mayor, like just, I don't think she outright lies, but she just never tells her, like when they find the kid dead, she's like, I saw her last night.
Yeah,
in a fight kind of deal.
Okay.
And then in this episode, you might have seen it already, actually.
I saw her throw up.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That was weird.
I just think that's like
yeah. And
like,
they also the previous like the first episode they really hammer the fact that she ate too many gummies that one night.
Oh, in the first episode they did.
Remember that?
I don't remember.
They're hanging out like they're about to have like band practice or whatever, and they're talking about getting weed. And that the girl is like, "Don't get from the same guy you got last time. Like that shit was trash." And all the friends are like, maybe it's because you ate 70 of them. And like Siobhan goes over.
Oh, this is ringing a bell now. Yeah.
So like they might be hammering home that she is like always drunk or high.
I think your prediction
could be right, but almost like an accident.
I think it's something like, I think that scene of her throwing up before like a big show is something like you look back on like, she was fucking up. She was fucked up with something.
They're just doing random weird shit with her for no other reason.
Yeah. But which, I mean, like, that's possible, right?
I listened when you were saying it's very similar to The Undoing. Is that what that show was called?
Broadchurch.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was also thinking of it as...
Undoing-esque as well.
Undoing, yeah.
It's a whodunit.
Everybody, like a whodunit. But they're planting seeds where everybody could be weird.
Yeah.
You know, the cousin priest weirds me out.
Both priests are clear. But, like, they're almost, like... It's the same reason why I knew it wasn't Frank at the end. It's actually so awesome. I was at a bar last night, yesterday afternoon, and I was talking about Mayor of Easttown, and I was, like, trying to get my sister and her friend to watch it, and then people, like, stopped. And we're like, oh my God, Mayor of Easttown? Like, who do you think it is?
People going.
And it's like, it's been so long since we had shows like that where it's like people are stopping.
But even, and The Undoing, you did say all this. It was like, that wasn't that great of a show, but people were talking about it because we want something to talk about. I can't believe that anybody is, I'm trying to figure out the perfect way to binge. What do you think about releasing all of the episodes except for the finale? Because this is what happened with Invincible for me. I binged all of it, and I just happened to get caught up the final week. So I caught up, and then I, like, had a week to, like, read and talk and shit, and then there was the finale. So, like, I do think just fighting the binge tide is like, a battle you can't win.
I disagree. I think all the shows are now coming back to this.
What else is week to week?
All Marvel. All Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like HBO Max is going to be week to week stuff.
Well, HBO is always going to have week to week. I think it's just a matter of whether or not the show's
Right. But look, if Disney Plus and Marvel and HBO Max say we're doing week to week,
but those are
the titans.
So HBO Max did, they also did three at a time with Made for Love, which I thought was cool. You got 1 through 3. I think it was 9 episodes total.
That's the one you're talking about with the
girl from How I Met Your Mother and the Google thing. Yeah. Like, that was cool. I liked having, like, 3 at a time, but then still time to let it breathe. Because I also do, like, I like week to week, but there also is an element of, like, I want a little bit more. Like, so I'm wondering if there's a combination where you can do, like, what if some weeks you get 1, some weeks you get 3? Like, I don't fucking know. Like, we'll just keep you on your toes. Could you imagine if you tuned into Mayor of Easttown next week and it was, like, 3 episodes?
I'd like it in the moment, and then it's like Chinese food dinners. It was great in the moment, and then afterwards I'm like, oh boy, I wish I didn't do that.
Should have had way less.
It's all it's awesome, and I'm like, I can't believe I just.
I overindulged way too much.
Disgusting pig.
Yeah.
The because like also that would fuck me up if you did all of them at one. Like, it would be like Peaky Blinders, where like you watch the whole show, and then 2 years later you're like, wait, what the fuck happened?
That's what people don't realize too about binging is that, like, if you take like a year or like 18 months in between seasons, and then let's say there's 10 episodes and you have 10 weeks of viewing, it's a couple more months.
Right.
You watch it in the first day and you have another 2 years. That means you had like 1 day of viewing for like 3.5 years of waiting.
Right.
So it's just,
it doesn't,
like,
make any sense.
No. And then you forget, you don't remember, and it's like not a thing.
I regularly with Netflix, I have to go on YouTube and like find recaps.
Right.
Like, Netflix doesn't even really do recaps anymore.
No, which is so stupid. Yeah. I love a good recap. It's almost the liking week to week is almost the new I like subtitles.
I think so as well.
Where people are like, you're a loser, you're a nerd, like, just give me the binge. And it's like, no, you're going to soak it in more. You're going to realize more. You're going to think
far
more.
Far more enjoyable.
So much more enjoyable.
But that's the reason it needs to be week to week.
The right type of show. That's what I think, like, dramas and mysteries.
Oh, yeah, comedy can rip it.
Yeah,
comedy
because if there's no discussion to be had, then there's no point to go week to week. But when there's...
Oh, yeah, Amazon Prime does week to week with The Boys. Like,
Yeah.
I think week to week is all the big shows are week to week. And I think smaller shows are going to realize that. I think Jeff D. Lowe brought up an interesting point where he thinks that the streaming services realized with Stranger Things, when, like, there's that big reveal at the end of episode 3 or season 3, and no one really cared because no one knew if they could talk about it or not.
I hate, I'm not. Like, at liberty to tweet about it. It's like, you're not going to get the same buzz then. You're not going to get to talk.
Yeah, it just goes off like a fart in a spacesuit. It's just like, you just get to enjoy it by yourself.
I watched Stowaway, too. You watched that with Anna Kendrick? She's, they go to space, and there's a stowaway on the ship which is kind of crazy because they go like through the atmosphere and everything. He like was like stuck in the fucking inside the ship. It was wacky. But then they only have enough oxygen for three people, and now there's four. So they got to make all sorts of like calls about how to survive good. And what to do, basically.
Sounds pretty good.
It was. It was good. It was, you put something on space in front of me, I'll like it. I'll watch it. So I'm not a very good critic. I'm like harsh on everything but space movies. but that was a good movie. I watched, that's what I did on my vacation. I just watched. I just fucking watched.
I did Without Remorse last night, too. It's awesome.
I started that last night, ended up watching the Mets game instead. But I know exactly what this movie's going to be. Like, I'm going to save it for a time where I just need. Oh, did we talk about Nobody? I think I already mentioned that. Bob.
Oh yeah,
Odenkirk. You watched that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Unbelievable.
So good. some of the ways they came up with death, like the death.
It's adult Home Alone.
Yes.
It's,
yes.
It's Home Alone.
It really is.
It's rated R. Home Alone.
Really fucking is. Have you seen Frank from Ireland?
I started it.
They actually build it up as like Home Alone. Like there's a scene where.
I only saw episode one.
I didn't watch it.
And I very much enjoyed it. And yeah. I was like hungover. And I was like, I actually want to watch this.
Yeah, I got to like give it some time.
Yeah.
I'm watching The Nevers on HBO. I've watched, that's kind of like a magical powers in like the 1800s.
I've seen that one.
There's a lot floating around right now that's like, meh, like good. Like it's meh, all right. There's nothing like really, except for Invincible. Invincible blew my fucking dick.
And Mare of Easttown.
Right off my body. Yeah, Mare of Easttown too. All right, so now two non-Star Wars guys with the top five Star Wars characters, movies, moments. You want to just do it all? Top five from the Star Wars universe?
Okay.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
See, Jackie, if you got where's the last place on earth you would want to get proposed to? At. Proposed to at by. We saw that guy who proposed to his girl at the NFL draft. And, you know, everyone thinks that's like so trashy and tacky. And it is. But also they were like the NFL couple. So she probably fucking loved it. It was a ring pop. Proposed with a ring pop on stage at the podium while announcing who their favorite team just drafted. I think that I'd rather die than live that life. But those people were as happy as can fucking be. So actually, let me ask you this. What's the last place you would want to get proposed to? And what do you think is the most unique place to you that you think other people would be like, oh, my God, that's awful. But you would, like, find it amazing and like, unforgettable.
The worst place, I mean, I think.
At a game?
I want to say, like, a game.
Yeah.
But that's such, like, a cop-out answer. Where I'd
what about, like, at, what about at, like, when you see at a, in the movies and the TV, you always see, like, at a restaurant? Or like,
yeah, I would never want that.
Like they put it like in the champagne glass or something then the whole fucking people are looking around like.
But I'm trying to think. But like, sometimes I like cheesy things too, and like sometimes I want people to. Like, I want everybody to applaud.
That's the thing. You want your fucking attention, but you want
attention.
So what if it was like you're back home on the West Coast. You're at the beach over at sunset overlooking something, and you're in public then, and people see it. You'd like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually
are you like a California beach girl?
Do I look like it? Yeah, I do. I'm kidding.
I absolutely do not think you were kidding. Not even a little bit. But yeah, so like, would you want a beach proposal?
I don't, this is like already stressing me out. Like, I just don't really think about.
You've never envisioned it? Are you one of those girls that you think about like your wedding dress and your wedding day, where you want it to be? And no?
I don't like planning anything.
Mm.
I don't like planning. I mean, I'm failing out of school right now basically because I put off things. That I just like don't.
You're so young though to be thinking. But I feel like some girls legit think about the shit when they're like 8 years old.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, I haven't thought about that. But I do know myself. I like some attention. And
what if somebody proposed at work at Barstool Sports? Like, what if Hank proposed to Rhea here? Which could, like, that's kind of what I mean about the NFL draft, where it's like, those things seem trashy and tacky, but Hank and Rhea's world, I'm only using them just because, like, they're the only couple here, but, like, their lives and their world and their relationship is because of Barstool, and that's where they came together. And like, what if Hank, in some weird romantic way, but did it at here or on a live show or at something Barstool related, yeah, it would kind of make sense.
Yeah, you saw just, one, right?
Well, I was actually going to say, we had, I want to say a year ago, maybe, I forget which Barstool Classic, someone did it, proposed, like someone who was playing in the tournament proposed to his girlfriend, like on the course, like while they were doing it. Like,
was she playing too or something?
I just think that was it. Clearly wanted to be like in content. Like, I'm sure he wanted the video out there, whatever. Mm. What about that? What if you're, thing was on, like, you getting proposed to was like all on.
Yeah, what if you went viral? Right, like, what if your proposal went viral?
You went viral?
Yeah.
For the clicks.
Of course you would.
If somebody proposed to me in the KFC radio room, I would lose my shit.
Why is that? Why is that, Jacqueline?
No, I mean, I love the KFC radio room.
Sounds like it. Sounds like, yeah.
But you really love it. This room is a mess.
Well, you know what it is? It's like it's something that like maybe some of the rookie members should clean up, you know?
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that would be part of your job description,
maybe
is to clean up the studio.
Maybe the person whose studio this is and whose shit is everywhere
would hire people to clean it up. Yes, I agree.
I am hired.
That backfired so quick.
No.
Like, I've got a fucking half gallon of milk now just sitting here. That was your fault.
You're welcome. I came prepared.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
John was suffering because he's a child.
Shouldn't Jackie clean the studio? I was just saying that.
I like it messy. Did you guys hear that out there?
No,
there's chaos. A possum broke into this fucking office.
Literally.
No,
a rodent of some sort, like an animal out there.
Number one, if somebody proposed to me in this goddamn office, no.
Huh? What'd you say?
I asked her because that guy who proposed at the draft. Like, where's a place that, like, you think the world would be, like, this is tacky and trash, but, like, it actually is kind of romantic and fits, like, you personally. Like, I think those people who propose at the draft, like, they're probably so happy about that because they're, like, the weird football couple.
Yeah.
So I was saying, what if somebody at Barstool proposed? What if Hank, when they proposes to Rhea, like, at the Barstool office, which would kind of make sense because that's, like, their whole life. And then Jackie said that if someone proposed to her in the KFC radio studio, she would chop their head off and like spit in their eyeballs.
I never said those words.
You would kill him with your bare hands.
I think the office ruined that for people.
Like proposing at the gas station?
No. Well, Michael and Holly get proposed at the office. I think it's too much. Because he takes her through it, being like, this is where we became this.
Right.
I think
that's ruined.
You're like, like you're just copying The Office, which is kind of weird.
I also asked Jackie, I said, like, are you like a, I know you're from California, but are you like a California beach girl? And she said, do I look like it? She goes, do I look like it? Yes, I do. Yes, I am. Ever the humble girl, Jackie. All right, top five Star Wars.
You guys really had no questions about that opossum thing, huh?
Yeah, what?
I mean, I just clearly had to poop, and I was trying to cover up why I was gone for so long.
I was thinking you were gone for a long time, but also in this place, there's just wild shit that goes on. I also, like, you, something must be drastically wrong with you because you only shit like once a week.
I know.
You just shit at the office.
I had greens this morning and then chugged some milk.
You are disgusting.
It's an animal. An absolute animal.
You are the possum. You are the wild animal. There's a wild animal.
I feel like that was the best. Like, I was
John,
like,
Feinelberg, yeah.
I was walking back from the bathroom. I was like, oh shit, gotta come up with a cover. Possum. All I had in my bag was an opossum got loose in the office.
in the grand scheme of things, it was pretty quick. Now that I think about
as my hand hit the door, I was like, oh, we're going to go with the opossum thing.
It's the only club I got in my bag right now. I guess we're using this one.
Just like, all right, we're going to do the opossum.
You could have gotten away with it.
I could have gotten away with it, but I concocted this beautiful lie. I had to share it.
This beautiful lie.
I was like, if they ask what happened, I'm going to talk about the opossum.
I mean, at one point, I was thinking this is an unusually long pee break, but poop never even entered my mind. God damn it. God damn you, John. Top five Star Wars things. Yeah. I'm going to go first pick overall, the lightsaber.
Oh, we're getting real broad.
Yep.
Okay.
You want to get specific with it? I know four people.
Yeah,
how can we possibly get specific with it?
I don't know
specifics.
No. I like this list. Mine is Admiral Akbar.
That's that guy. He's like an octopus looking thing, right?
The only reason I know him is he was the he was one of those things back in the day where you would go on a website and like you could just like save it. So like it was like there was just a website where it's just like it's a trap.net. And it would just be Adam Akbar, like a million.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. And we used to regularly just put that on all the computers in the library.
The homepages.
Turn the volume up. Yeah. And just watch the librarians freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
What is happening? It's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap.
You're a big Admiral Akbar guy.
Love Admiral Akbar.
My number two pick, the Ewoks.
Okay.
Love those cute little fuckers. Those cute little fuckers. They are like, I want an Ewok. I had a Shih Tzu puppy when I was a kid, and their faces kind of look like Ewok-y. So I basically used to just, pray that he would start walking upright. Just if I had my dog just walking around on two fucking feet. What are you doing now? Are you picking at your nipples? What's happening?
Oh, well, that's not what my nipples are. I got hot sauce on my shirt. Just trying to get it off. Okay. Ewoks are great. Great at taking down Rex.
No.
Huh?
No.
Nah, I just took a stab.
I don't even know what that means.
What those big long leg things are?
AT-ATs.
AT-ATs. I was fucking close.
I can't believe you're knowing any of this stuff. I knew it was a double. I feel like you might actually, after these first two things, maybe you know more about Star Wars than I do.
I've seen three of them. I've seen more than that.
You've seen a lot of them.
I saw.
You've definitely seen the original three.
Original three, 100%.
You've definitely seen the last three.
No, I've not seen the last three. I saw the first one of the last three.
I bet you're lying. I bet you're wrong.
Why would I lie about this?
I just think you're wrong.
I saw the first one in theaters, and I fell asleep. It was like a Christmas day, or like I think it came out around a holiday.
Yeah.
And me and my dad went to go see it, and I fell asleep. And then I tried to watch it again when it came out on...
How many movies have you seen with Rey? Just one?
One.
Okay.
The first one. And then I fell asleep.
I've been saying this. I feel like when we get some distance between it, I think that the first three are going to be the only ones that are really regarded as, like, those were good.
I think
the last three are going to, like, even in real time, people are like, these are kind of all over the place and disjointed. And then the first prequels, the first three, people, like, look back on them a little bit fondly now, being like, oh, we were kind of, like, too harsh or whatever. But when it's all said and done, I just think 4, 5, 6 are going to be the only three that are, like, those were good.
I might have seen all three prequels, but I was so, like, excuse me. I would have seen them, like, in theaters, maybe. Like, they came out, what, in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Late 90s, early 2000s? Mm-hmm. Or just early whatever it was. I was young. Like, I don't remember them.
Yeah.
I definitely saw at least one in theaters, I think.
The pod racing was terrible. All that shit.
And yeah. Then I saw – actually, the one I did like a lot was, like, the standalone.
What's that one called? Rogue One, I think, or something.
Rogue One. Yeah. I liked Rogue One.
Those are where I think Star Wars will continue to, like, put out things that people like. But I think trying to, like – finish the tale of the Skywalkers and the Jedi and all that shit. Like, I mean, do you like the way it ended, Nick? Bringing back the Emperor and like Rey.
No,
they kind of undid
cheap.
The whole thing. Like, well, guess what? Rey's related to them as well. It was like,
yeah,
they're all cheap.
In the second one, like, I know they switched directors and like he went a whole different way with it, but they set it up where like she came from nowhere. That was kind of cool.
That was the point, was that you didn't have to be.
Yeah, it's like a new origin, and
right? And then it wasn't.
They're like, she's Palpatine. Yeah.
So stupid. Yeah. All right. My third pick.
Wait, I didn't get a second.
Okay.
My second pick. Pod racing. I like the pod racing.
It was like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, very fast. Yeah. Ask. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a racing movie.
Yeah. So. Was it a full movie? Was it all about pod racing?
Not a full one, but that was like, you know, what he was doing as a kid. Right?
I think I might have played the video game.
I was going to say the video game was fucking awesome.
I think I enjoyed the pod racing. Yeah. So I'm going to change my answer to specifically the pod racing game. In the video game.
Okay. I like that. It's a good.
They made one for the Xbox Kinect that's fucking awesome because you're like sitting driving it like follows your hands to like as if it's the wheel. That one was great.
I'm going to go with.
It's on my hand. Every time I clean it, there's another spot. I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? It's in my palm.
I'm
I'm so glad you're back because somehow when you were gone, I was the dumb one. And now I'm looking at him and like.
My third pick, I'm going to go with the like the Mandalorian race, like Boba Fett.
Oh, I've seen the Mandalorian. Well, no, I haven't seen season two. I've seen season one of the Mandalorian. So that's another thing I've seen.
Yeah.
And the Star Wars thing.
Yeah. Again, that's where I think they're going to like continue to thrive, where they make like these standalone series and things like that. But the like the bounty hunting, the mat, like that, the helmets are one of the coolest like things in all of.
Boba Fett's very cool.
Very
very
cool. Yeah.
Yeah. The Mandalorian as a race.
Well, you know what? I'll take Boba Fett. So that way, if you want to do other Mandalorian things, you could pick that. I'll take Boba Fett.
Okay. I'm not going to do anything like that.
Okay.
Fine.
Well, then fine. I take them all.
Okay. Fine.
I take them all.
Fair.
They're all mine.
My number three is when Kylo Ren kills Harrison Ford.
Okay.
That's just in case no one's
seen
it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. That's just so it goes on a graphic. I mean, we're probably pretty well past.
Like, yeah,
we've had two movies since then, but I don't know. Just in case. This just really ruined someone's day.
I'd love to think that there's some guy who's just getting to the point.
See,
you know,
Star Wars thing.
He's like, sitting there. He's like, oh, Harrison Ford. Like, and my grandma died yesterday. Fuck you, Feidelberg.
It's like a fucking. They just saw. I like to think that there's someone in the world who has hit play anything on Netflix,
and then it played
Solo, the
movie.
Harrison,
yeah.
And he was like. This Star Wars thing, I hadn't heard about this. I'm going to have to check it out. And he started episode one.
and he got right to there.
He's getting to episode seven tonight. And I fucking burned him.
all right, was my fourth pick here. I'm going to go with the sound that the laser guns make. Yeah, like that is like the original. Pew, 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 pew. Like the definitive pew pew. That's PewDiePie.
It's like
that,
what the ice at John F. Kennedy Rankin Barnesville, Mass sounds like.
What?
I told this story.
Yeah. What was it?
It was just like it was insufferable, I would imagine, to the parents. Because you just walk around, you slam your stick on the ice and go,
Yeah.
That's and it's just all and children did in warm ups.
Nick, what were the colors of the lasers?
Red.
The bad guys were red, right? Or are they all red? I'm thinking of G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
In G.I. Joe, I'm such a like, I love the color blue, but I think in G.I. Joe, the bad guys' laser guns were blue and the G.I. Joe's were like red, and I was like, it drive me crazy that the bad guys were fucking my color. But anyway.
You talking about the Channing Tatum movie?
The cartoon.
Ah, okay.
The Channing Tatum movie. You never watched G.I. Joe, the cartoon?
I'm sure I've seen it, but I don't think I saw it. I don't really remember it.
Did you ever have the action figures?
G.I. Joe's? Oh, yeah. More Barbies than G.I. Joe's, but...
That's not a surprise.
No, I didn't. But I did have one picture of me with a Barbie, and I stole it from my sister because she was going to use it as blackmail against me. I stole it, lit it on fire.
Did you really? You burned the evidence?
Yeah, I actually don't remember how I got rid of it, but I did get rid of it.
Yeah, the laser beams, though, like...
Which I now regret.
The thought of... Yeah, that would be great material to have now.
A little picture to have.
Also, you know, like, I'm gay. That could have been the way you come out, you know?
Played with Barbies is gay now? Kevin. Yeah. Oh, I like fucking touching naked tit. Gay.
True. I would
molest Barbies.
I definitely there was
they're inanimate objects, you fucking weirdos. Everyone's like, whoa, call the police.
That was not me, brother. There was a life-size Barbie in my house that was like, you know, like 3 feet tall. And I thought about trying every which way to enjoy myself with that thing. Ultimately, there was no way. I was like, maybe if I put it in between the legs or like between the arm. There's got to be some crevice in this doll that I can fuck. There wasn't.
Yeah, Jackie and Zach had real fucking visceral reactions like they fucking asked permission from their dildos.
Did you get consent? They go home, they open up their top drawer. That weirdo Feidelberg. Can you believe what Feidelberg was talking about today on this show? Probably share them. Probably swap them. Got any advice on which one I should pick up?
Your pick.
Samuel L. Jackson.
The fact that he that Samuel L. Jackson has on his resume has like Jedi Lord or whatever the fuck is insane. How did he get that gig?
I love when he ad-libbed a sign, "You fucking cunt," in episode 2.
He has to be the last person I would ever think of. Who is the last person, like last actor right now you would think to be cast in a Star Wars movie? Because I bet you like
Kevin Spacey.
I think that he would be a good choice.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
yeah. That would make perfect sense in a weird way. Like, I got to find the children and find the force within them. I think prior to Samuel L. Jackson being in Star Wars, people would have been like, that the answer to that question would have been Samuel L. Jackson. Like, you can't imagine him doing some like white people nerd shit. No fucking way. And then he became like kind of a beloved one, right? No, am I wrong?
Yeah, no, people like him. They wanted to see him be like the ultimate bad guy at the end because he kept trying to start the rumor like Jedi's have fallen from far heights.
In real life, he tried to.
Like, he was trying to push that around to tease like he might be coming back.
I feel like what if I wish like Danny DeVito would be in
Star Wars. Great.
Danny DeVito should be like a Yoda, you know? Like he kind of just looks like Yoda. Yeah. Just paint Danny DeVito green and let him rock. All right, is this my last pick or your pick? What?
I just picked Samuel L. Jackson for my third or fourth. Yeah.
That was your fourth and now my pick. Mm-hmm.
Last pick for all the best things of Star Wars. I'm going to pick the best thing that ever happened because of Star Wars is Spaceballs.
Oh, good pick.
With no Star Wars, there is no Spaceballs. And Spaceballs is one of the best, funniest fucking movies of all time.
Spaceballs is a movie I watch. As a kid, I had weird viewing habits. I didn't see G.I. Joe. I was too busy watching fucking Monty Python and Spaceballs.
Oh, Monty Python sucks.
I don't know why you like Monty Python. Life of Brian.
It's bad.
Holy Grail. Come on. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition is one of the funniest things of all time.
Nope.
Yeah. okay, my number 5. Fuck. I kind of just thought we weren't going to get here. I don't know what I thought was going to happen.
What's hilarious is like nobody's picked like Luke Skywalker. No one's picked Darth Vader.
The trash octopus.
I don't even know. What's that?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. It's a thing.
I love the trash octopus. I think it was cool. Scary. Interesting.
What movie is that from?
It's from A New Hope. It's in it for like 2 seconds. Then that's not even the thing that tries to kill him.
Oh, you know what I like too?
They like shoot it off. Like it's like wrapping up someone's leg, right?
Yeah, it is. They like quickly shoot it. And then the trash compactor like tries to like crush them. And that's...
I like the I like when Luke like lives inside that other thing when he kills that thing and hides inside it for warmth.
Yeah, the Tauntaun.
Yeah, the Tauntaun.
Yeah. So another thing that we could have had from the Star Wars universe is that time Leonardo DiCaprio slept inside a horse.
Yeah, it's like that was totally from fucking Star
just
Wars.
Got that idea. Without that scene, Leo doesn't get his Oscar. Leonardo DiCaprio,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Honorable mention: Leonardo DiCaprio's Oscar. It's technically
Number 5 pick for you is Leo's Oscar. Yeah. No explanation. Yeah. Just put Leonardo DiCaprio in the Revenant. And that's it. Yeah. You figure it out, assholes. You must listen to figure out how, why. That it's crazy that he got the Oscar for that. I got a let's just do voicemails, right? You gotta get here by five.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
I mean,
I was just gonna quickly say how
Frank's gonna leave me, but
yeah, Frank might.
Yeah, Frank might.
And when Frank told Brianna, maybe next month I'll do your fucking review. Yeah. She was like, you want to do a culotta review? Maybe next month. Frank. Okay.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Voicemails, let's go.
Hey, first time, long time. What's up, KFC? What's up, Fights? What's up, everyone, especially Jackie? So when I was in fifth grade, we had an assembly called to us, and it was because everyone was pulling each other's pants down during recess. I mean, it was an absolute war of every single person pulling their pants down. I just want to know, for whatever reason, why did you guys have an unexpected school assembly? Thanks. Bye.
That's first of all funny because I never had that specifically, but I feel
Is he describing pantsings?
Pantsing, yeah,
or they're just pulling their own pants down?
No, I think pantsing. I took that to mean.
I like to picture it as
everyone just
students
like
students just like, kids like whispers in the hallway like we doing it today. Like everyone gets out.
Everyone at 2:35. Everyone just put your pants down.
Almost like signs, like teachers are looking from out the windows, and like the kids are all just fucking frozen still, pants around their ankles in the recess yard. I'm like, what are the kids doing again? The kids are spending an entire half hour.
If kids had any sense of comedy and timing, they would do that. They would do that shit. That's gotta
all
be.
All the teachers are huddled in their classrooms, all together, like looking out, like,
what do we do now?
What are they doing?
That's where I gotta imagine. Being a teacher, because these things do happen. They're like, I didn't experience the pantsing one. I mean, we pantsed each other in school, but we never had an epidemic to the point that you, that ruined your life.
We didn't ruin my life.
Well, you just didn't know it.
Huh?
Because your little dick was out, right?
No, I didn't get pants. I did the pantsing.
Oh, right. You ruined their life.
I did the pantsing, and it improved my life because it was the first time I learned I have the clutch gene.
Go on.
Okay, so for those who don't remember, I've told this tale before. Sixth grade, I believe, Mr. Fitz, one of the good teachers, gym teacher, but he counted. I pants somebody, and
the punishment is just obscene.
And it was, I had my punishment. It was either going to turn me in. And which was like, you get suspended. And this is like him telling me, getting me scared. Maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. And I end up on a sex offenders list because I pulled down someone's pants in a boy's gym locker.
They also just didn't.
It wasn't like it was. The girls weren't around.
It
was just in the guy. We were
no underwear on though, right? So their dick and balls were
out. No, I think they had underwear on. I think I just got that with me. Took that bad boy along for the ride. And then my punishment was, I forget if it was I had to hit, I think it was I had to hit better than 50%. So I think I had to hit 6 out of 10 free throws while the kid who I pantsed sat right there and watched.
Sat on the baseline watching Fights shoot free throws for his life.
You know? I was like I'm sitting
I'm going to be on a sex offender
list.
Dude,
I'm on the line. Like, my mom's going to kill me. I'm going to get suspended from school.
And, you know. One. And hoops is not your game,
right?
Man.
Like, I'm gonna fucking end up on a sex offender list. I'm gonna have to tell all my neighbors. I fucking look at a little kid's dick.
Two.
Like,
just ice water in the veins.
Fall back. Yeah. Let's fucking go, baby.
You're like, you want to go double or nothing, coach?
Yeah.
You want? How about this? If I hit 12, I get to do it again.
Yeah. If I hit 12, you gotta show your dick. 3.
Do you know the kid that you did it to? I mean, obviously, no, but
I do know.
Were you friends with him?
No, it wasn't like a bullying thing. Like, he was a good
fine
friend.
After that?
Yeah, he's totally fine.
I guess in front of the guys, it's no big deal.
Yeah, well, it wasn't.
If you get pantsed with your dick and balls out in front of the girls in like elementary school, middle school, that's the type of shit that could turn you into a school shooter. That's the type of shit you come in the next day with a gun and you mow everybody down. That could ruin. I mean, I farted. I farted doing the sit-ups in the presidential test, and that like almost ruined my existence. And then I remember there was one time. I don't remember the details exactly, but I had on basketball shorts. We were in gym class, whatever, and I was sitting against the wall. I was sitting on the ground, and I was sitting like this, kind of, you know, just like, and I had basketball shorts on, and they like kind of like fell down. You know what I mean? They're just like loose, so they're like hanging there. And there was this girl, her name was Becca. She was like the hot chick. She was like the cool chick. And she was like, oh god, like she can't do this. She was like, oh my god, like put your shorts up, whatever. And I was like,
oh my God. And like in front of everyone, and everyone was kind of like, oh, whoa. And it was just like, because like my thigh was showing or whatever, but I was like, it's not like my dick was out or anything, but I was like, oh my God, this is like the worst experience of my life. Like Becca just dunked on me in front of all these kids for no fucking reason.
Put your and, milky fucking thighs away, you
yes,
animal.
That was almost worse. In my head, it was like, if my balls were hanging out, I would understand her being like, oh my God, oh my God. But it was just like, oh, your legs. I can't, my field of vision cannot be burdened by that. That crushed me for a little while. So I feel like if my dick was ever out, you're just a bully, man. I got a friend who's got a stalker right now, who said he tracked him down and called his office and was like, this employee bullied me like, you know, 25 years ago, and he's a racist, and he's a this, and he's a that. And
what?
Yeah, like crazy shit. And then my buddy, like, we were talking about it, and I was like, so you bullied this guy, right? And he was like, well, yeah, but I mean,
get over it, dude.
He was like, it was 25 years ago. It's like, you know, it was like something like he like kissed the girl that he liked or whatever the other guy liked. And he was like, bro, if that's going to get me a stalker, I'm going to get like 1,000 stalkers. Okay. He's like, I did that to everybody. But yeah, you were a bully. You were a bully. All right. So, but the question here is, what the question was,
any weird,
yeah. So we never had the pantsing revolution. We got yo-yos banned from school. Everyone was yo-yoing. We got the wasps. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Like anybody who was fucking around with rubber bands, you get in big trouble. The girls got spaghetti strap.
These are all things that like, you had assemblies for? We had zero.
I don't know about it. I guess the question was assemblies. We didn't have an assembly, but we had...
we didn't have anything.
We would have an announcement.
Educators or teachers. Like, yeah. We were just allowed to do whatever we wanted.
Yeah, it sounds like... Well, you... Was this like... what's it called? Boarding school?
No. Oh, there were less rules.
Yeah, because that I understand where it's just like, whatever, man. But I guess we didn't have assemblies, but we definitely had like an announcement over the speakers or like a thing that it was known. It was like a situation.
The yo-yos was ridiculous. The only assembly I ever remember led to one of the more embarrassing things in my life, which was we had Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe came to school, talked about how he was the Patriots quarterback. I was in middle school. He was a Patriots quarterback at the time. And he was just talking about how he got to the league and dedicated his life and blah, blah, blah. And he said the one thing he did he credited the most to, or you know, I don't know if it was the most, but one thing he did that egged him on towards success was he wrote on all his posters, I will be in the NFL one day.
Right.
And I went home and wrote, I will be in the NHL one day on all my posters, and was just like, well, now you just wait till the checks come in.
I was gonna say.
And
step two, write it down. Step three, ? Step four, money.
But then, like those posters, I didn't move. I didn't like update my room. Those posters hung well until when I was in high school, and people would be in my room, and be like, "Why does that say I'll be in the NHL one day?" And I'd be like, "Well, let me tell you, it's pretty apparent that's not gonna happen anymore." Is it? Like I had girls be like, "Why does that say on your Patrick Waugh poster, I will be in the NHL one day?" And I was like,
it's like in.
I thought that's all I had to do. Drew Bledsoe told me.
in Invincible, he names himself Invincible, and like at one point, Seth Rogen kicks his ass, and he's like, "You look pretty invincible to me, bro." Like, I don't know about that nickname.
Dude, I had a buddy who tried to nickname himself Legend in high school.
Oh,
yo, it was so funny because he was so
honestly though. Yeah, he's kind of a legend for that.
Like, he wasn't even with us so much as so with his parents. Like,
he tried to get his parents to call him Legend?
We'd be at his house.
What?
His mom would yell downstairs, like, John, come up to clean something or go and rotate the laundry or whatever. You go, call me Legend. And he's like, get the fuck up here! I only answer the Legend now.
I would... absolutely physically abuse my children if they tried to get me to call them Legends.
He really didn't give a shit if we did. He just wanted his mom and dad to.
That, again, that's some white people shit. Like that running joke of like, you know, you must call. I bet that kid calls his parents by his first name. Their first name. I bet that kid makes his parents call him Legend. What a douchebag. All right, next question.
How you doing, fellas? This is the first time I'm calling in, but I just wanted to try to get some advice. I've been talking to this girl for about a month, a little over a month. It's been going very well. We've already said that we loved you, and stuff like that. So we've gotten real close. But I was just wondering, how do you guys feel about open relationships? She's mentioned it a few times. I think that's what she wants. I don't really know how to feel about it. Like, I'm more than open to her. You know, the girls that she wants.
Bro,
but just
this
mama,
guy being like we're a month in. Things are great. What do you think about fucking other people? What do you think about being in a relationship while also fucking?
Yo, my guy's going to call back next month and be like, yo, so what do you think about
girls
giving bank information to people you've known for 2 months? Like, come on, dude. You can't start talking open relationships a month in. I guess, actually, there's any
I kind of disagree. Yeah, that would be the time where it's like, well, we are now about to, like, you know, go down the monogamy path for most people, but I'd rather not. But it's just funny to be like, things are going great. There's one little hitch. She likes to fuck other dicks. She likes other dicks than mine. So I think
the only thing is, we can't have a conversation that doesn't end in like, can I go fuck that guy?
Yeah. I think I would. This is all talk, because at the end of the day, I probably would just be like a little like jealous bitch about it. But if
I would be so jealous. Like, yeah, I would. I've had moments.
Wouldn't
with,
a
like,
girl? I think if I was dating a girl and she approached me about an open relationship, I'd be like, okay. And then I would be so down, and then I would eventually like be like crying about it. But in the beginning, a girl saying it to you, I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's cool. I think I am not the man who can handle it.
No, I agree.
Can I just do it?
Yeah.
Even then, I would feel
the guilt almost.
I don't even want to do it. I lose the sneaky aspect of it.
What do you think? I'm doing this for sex?
Yeah. Can we
doing
it
for the mental manipulation?
Just don't talk about it? like ever?
I could
like,
never.
We do not come to agreement or anything. It just kind of happens.
If you were doing an open relationship, would you rather be don't ask, don't tell, or you like are aware of everything that's going on?
Fucking don't. Kevin, are you kidding?
Yeah, I know.
Were you asking me that question to kind of set up something?
No,
because I think you know how I operate.
I think if you're going to do it, though, like, I think the reason why these things don't work is because if you do don't ask, don't tell for that, it doesn't work. You have to be so secure that you can talk about it and be about it and be okay with it.
Come home, have a glass of fucking Chianti, and be like, was that guy's cock like?
Yes.
No thanks.
Yes, but I think that's the ones who work. I think if you're going to do the open relationship thing,
it has to be
you're so genuinely, like the same way you're cool with, like, if your girl just went out with her girls for the night, like, yeah, go have a girl's night. You have to be that level of cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, go blow that
guy. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Not this guy.
There's that.
No, I don't have. Like, I just it's, and like I'm. It's me. It's my problem.
Yeah. No. Well, it's not a problem. It's pretty fucking normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
I lack the self confidence to be like,
right,
yeah, go ahead.
I think we all do. I think there's a very select few, but I think they're like more evolved than us. I think the people who are in open relationships and are good probably look at people like us being like, you guys are fucking children. Like, you can't get over the fact that, like, she's hooked up with someone else. Like, get fucking over it, dude.
You're probably right. But also, I think they have mental issues.
I don't know. What do you think's more mental issue-y? Being like, this girl is mine and all mine, and we can only fuck each other, and we can't, like, experience anyone else in this world? Or being like, yeah, we kind of fuck other people.
Not fair. Not fair. Objection. You said it.
You drastically changed
tones of voice.
Okay. All right. What do you think is more ridiculous? Like, this girl is mine. She's only mine. I can only fuck her and she can only fuck me and that's it. Or, like, how would I do it the other way? I'd be like, yeah, you can just fuck anything at any time, anywhere you want, and have to be like totally okay with that emotionally. I honestly think it's a little. I think monogamy is weirder coming from a guy who everyone knows, but like it just is not normal. I think it's way more normal to be like, yeah, we like live together and we really like love each other, but also you can get some dick here and there. Both of us. But yeah, anyway, that guy's gonna break up with his girl.
I think you're probably gonna break up. I think I would have said that if you said you just said a month. I love you in a month, but that's one of those things. You're either gonna break up pretty messy, or you're gonna live together after.
Mm-hmm.
After. There's no in between. It's not gonna be like, yeah, we dated for 3 years and it was fine.
It fizzled or whatever.
It's gonna
crash and burn,
burning down.
Yep.
Or in like a great love story.
Yep. All right. Last voicemail of the day is brought to you by Roman. So whether you're in an open relationship or a monogamous relationship, and no matter what it is, you want to get more. You want to be better in bed. You want to please your partner. You want to last longer and have it all be better. Roman is the answer, because they've got medicine and supplements and whatnot that make your entire sexual experience better, longer lasting, and healthier. So they've got pills and medication for erectile dysfunction. They've got medicine for low testosterone. And then they've even got these swipes where it's not even it's not medicine. It's not prescription strength. It's just a medicated swipe that you rub on your dick and it makes you last a little bit longer. So whether you are with, you know, the one girl of your life or you're having a open relationship fling, no matter what it is, you want to open up those Roman swipes, pop them on, and make sure you last longer for you, for her, for him, whatever the situation may be. Longer lasting sex is always better. So go to GetRoman.com/KFC. Get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/KFC for $5 swipes. Last one, Nick. Let's go.
What's up, KFC Fights, rest of the crew? Just saw an ad for the Logan Paul Mayweather fight. And I guess that just leads me to the question, would you rather be able to fight, like, not to the extent of them, but, like, be able to beat someone up in a bar fight? Like, you're never going to lose a bar fight. Would you rather be able to fight in that aspect, or would you rather be able to read? I mean, personally, yeah, being, like, a guy that can beat everyone up is cool, but I'd rather be able to read. Like, I don't know, Floyd Mayweather, you can't read, man. Let me know your thoughts.
Is the question here, would I rather be able to fight, but I cannot read?
Yeah.
Or I can read, but or I'm just like me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. You know, come on. We gotta make these hypotheticals somewhat reasonable. Like, if it was, let's say we all just have the ability to read, and it's like, can I fight? I have really great fighting skills or really great, like, educational skills. Like, if I was a really well-read, like, informed person. So either, like, the greatest intellectual, educated person of all time or the greatest, like, physical fighter of all time.
I like how this wasn't even be, like, a great fighter. It's like, you can win a bar fight, but, like...
Yeah, it's like, so you either can, like, you know, like, knock a dude out at, like, you know, fucking at, like, O'Brien's pub.
He'll get a few in. Illiterate. He's going to get a few in, but you might get lucky. Like, but you can't read.
I mean, I guess if we're going with my thing where it's like, would you rather be the most, like, intellect of all time or the best, like, fighter? I'll take the fighting.
Really?
I think again, if the levels that we're talking about, I'm still, like, myself. Like, I'm still educated enough. But, like, I'm thinking of, would you rather be... like Stephen Hawking type of understanding of the world and shit, or be able to fight? I'll take the fighting.
I don't even if it's all the way to Stephen Hawking level, I think that's just too much.
I agree with that, like, so it almost becomes a negative. Yeah. So who do you think is, like, the smartest, like, who's, like, a person who impresses you with their smarts and their, you know, that
I mean, I went right to Bill Nye, who I guess is up there too, but, like,
would you rather be Bill Nye or like Floyd Mayweather? I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I've been in fights before. They were fun in the moment, but, like...
This is what I always say about the fighting thing, though, is being able to fight, you end up not fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like, I know I can beat the shit out of you. It all comes down to that to me. It's like, if I knew that I could beat up anybody in any moment, I wouldn't just walk around punching people, but I would walk around being like, if shit goes down... I'm good, you know? And that just translates into the way you talk to people and the way you carry yourself and the way, you know, where it's like, if we're in a bar and this guy, like, steps on my foot and some dumb shit pops off, don't worry, I can beat the fuck out of him. Your whole existence is different because of that. Whereas I think I'm trying to think of a good example of who's really impressive with their smarts. Is there a guy who's, like, that girls think is, like, sexy because of their smarts? Like the most eligible bachelor because he's, like, not really, right? But you know which guys are fucking shredded.
I'm also just, like, you know, I don't know, like, pop culture and...
Yeah, that's... Like, I mean, it just... I would like... As long as I get to maintain my level of intelligence, which, like, I'm okay with. I think I'm pretty well-informed and pretty, like, educated and understand things. I don't want to be dumb. If the question is, like, do you want to be physically, like, able to fight or, like, you're an absolute fucking idiot, I will take my intelligence. But if we're not going to nitpick and be like, would you rather be the top most educated guy or the top, like, fighter, I guess if you're telling me that, like, if I'm Elon Musk and I can turn that into like $200 billion, okay. But if I'm – here's what I'm picturing. The guy from – the How Do You Like Them Apples guy from Good Will Hunting. It's like, okay, that guy is like super well-read and, you know, has a bunch of degrees and great – went to great schools. I'd rather be Good Will Hunting.
I've said this before and like I think that I walk around undeservingly as if – I've done this so many times, as if I can beat anybody up. I don't know why I have it in my head.
You're so dumb.
That I just like...
That's why you ran over to the rap battle the other day, just being like, yeah. Oh, it's not... Oh, it's a big fight? Who wants to catch these fucking hands?
No.
I actually want you to get beat up so bad.
I
don't want you to. I don't want you to be crazy. In pain or anything, but I do want you to have to come in. Oh my god! Could you imagine one day? Could you imagine the scene? Jackie walks in the fucking door. And she's like, hey, Jackie, whoa, what happened to you? And she's just like, got a black eye and she's like missing a tooth. And she's like I got beat up in a street fight.
Yeah, but I would look be so like, cool.
Oh, I'm like, I would be throwing a fucking party if Jackie got her ass kicked.
So okay.
I want you to lose a fight so bad.
To lose a fight?
I mean,
but that's the thing is, I can't.
Fight, I also want you to lose a fight.
That's never going to happen because I'm never going to lose a fight. Like, I
but that's why I want you to lose a fight, because of that statement right there.
But it's crazy. I've been ready my whole life, and, like, I've not gotten even slightly in a fight.
Because of, like, what? Have you ever been in, like, any, just, like, you know, where it's, like, it might have gone down?
No. Like, I'm just, like I'm also never not had a confrontational.
Like, girl drama? Like, my boyfriend's ex, like, showed up and was, like, you know, screaming and yelling at you, like... Never been in a bar altercation. Never.
I'm not like a problematic person. Like
no, but sometimes you know, like problems find you. You know what I mean? Like you've never even been close to a fight. Yet you are.
Somebody come fight me.
Assure me, you will never.
I'm kidding.
She just goes, "Somebody come fight me." It's like somebody is going to come and fight you if you fucking throw that out there.
I would love some like some Puerto Rican chick on the subway to just run your shit.
I'm actually totally kidding. The point is that I think that it goes straight to my head, and I walk around. I think like
you wouldn't know like the first thing. I don't think right of how to fight.
Are you challenging me to a fight?
Because I'm fighting. Rough and Rowdy, me versus Jackie. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, I think when you're a girl and you fight, like, you know, the first thing you always see is, like, these girls, like, they take their rings off. They take their earrings off. They put their hair up. There's, like, okay, it's time to fight, and this is what you do as a girl. And I don't think you know any of those things.
Yeah. But.
Like, I'm
feel pretty
like,
scrappy. Like in soccer, I would.
You were like chippy. You would like trip people and like elbow people and like.
Yeah, and then I think that.
So you're dirty. You're like a dirty fighter. You'd be like gouging eyes and shit like that. You're a scumbag.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, and that's if you fight me. I need someone to fucking dog walk.
I'm totally kidding, for the record.
But I don't think you are.
I do want to just test it out like one time.
Why don't you go to like a? Why don't you fight Robin Rowdy?
No. No.
What's your number for Rough and Rowdy?
I mean,
$100,000.
I would never want to publicly, like, humiliate myself like that. Like, if I'm going to fight
for $100,000, would you do it?
Oh. Maybe. No, I don't think I could. I think I'm turning down all Rough and Rowdy. I don't want.
I will do that.
Because.
I'll fucking heartbeat.
Because why? Because you're afraid you're going to lose? No, you're not. You said you're going to win every fight you ever get. Like, you would want to fight some, like, these girls from, like, the fucking backwoods of West Virginia? You think you would beat them in a fight?
Logically, I know I can't, but, like...
Irrational confidence.
Irrational Love confidence?
It. Love it.
I think
Are you
I...
strong?
No!
Yeah, it's like, so there's, like, no reason for this. You played sports nothing. Growing up, right?
What?
You played sports?
Yeah.
Were you, like, a good athlete? Were you, like, star of the team type of shit?
That's a complicated thing. It was. And then I got injured, and it's a whole thing.
What happened? What, your knee or some shit?
I rolled my ankle, and then I, like, was the best, and then I wasn't. And then I had a little career, and then I wasn't, and whatever. But point is, I was good.
Struck a nerve.
Yeah, I know. But then...
So you were, what, you were on the soccer team?
Yeah.
You were the star. And then you rolled your ankle?
Rolled my ankle.
I mean, you need to, like... Did you have, like, surgery?
Well, I broke it.
Okay. Broken ankle.
I didn't break it. Oh, my
God. Did you just, like, rest and put your foot up for a couple weeks?
No, it was like,
I
don't know.
Like surgery?
Well, no, we don't need to talk about this.
Oh, yes, we do. Did you need surgery?
No.
So you just like twisted your ankle?
It was a bone contusion and other stuff with
you
little
bruised
ligaments.
Your ankle?
No. That I technically yes, but it's like a really bad bruise.
Okay, a really bad bruise is the reason why you were no longer the best soccer player on the team.
Well, when you put it like that,
and the other girl who was now the best, mm-hmm. she was probably like a year younger than you.
No, I was the youngest on the team.
You were the youngest on the team. Mm-hmm. So you were like called up early to varsity?
I made it as a freshman.
Freshman year. So you were the best player on the team as a freshman. But you made the team as a freshman. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
And then by like sophomore year, junior year, you're the best?
No. Sophomore year, done. That's bone contusion ruined
the bone. So you twisted your ankle and never played soccer again, huh?
No, I had a very, very intense injury that required a lot of...
How did you get injured?
I just tripped on my ankle and I got a bone contusion.
And that was it. Career over. And like Stacy just boom, shot past you.
Is there a reason? But yeah.
She probably went on to play for Duke or something like that,
mm-hmm.
right? Yep.
Thank you for like just drilling this obvious knife in me and twisting it.
You started the question and didn't finish it. Like, is there a reason? Like, yes, for this. This is the reason. I wanted to do this to you. Yeah.
This is really.
I love this show.
Yeah, this...
So, I'm like, would you? Would you want? Do you want to fight Stacy?
No, because technically Stacy's my best friend now. I'm actually getting drinks with Stacy.
So Stacy, you secretly hate.
Back then you did, for sure.
The girl who like blows past you.
Well, I don't know. I'm giving into this. I'm just like literally like letting everybody like publicly just sharing my.
It's podcast hypnosis. I think it's like a real thing where all of a sudden you're just like, why did I just disclose all that information to the public? Yeah. So Stacy, like, just humiliates you and becomes the best player on the team. And now you live with her. Are you friends with her, you said? Not live with her, obviously.
Yeah,
with weird
Turkish friends with
people.
Her.
And did you guys
humiliate me? What?
Did you guys ever talk about it?
No. It wasn't.
There's
it
never
wasn't,
a time where it's like, hey, Stacy, remember when you like ruined my life?
There wasn't a soul, Stacy.
Oh, it's like the whole team dusted you.
Yeah, I guess.
And then did you quit? Because you weren't the best anymore?
No, I stayed with playing? It all the way until... graduation. This is absurd.
Until like right now, basically, right?
What?
Until graduation of high school. We're talking
of high school.
Okay.
If you can see me right now, I'm like so physically uncomfortable.
Did you want to quit?
Once
you weren't the best, were you like fuck this?
Is it, this isn't even interesting for people. But yeah,
disagree. Because I think everybody can kind of relate. Like I remember, I got called up. No, I didn't get called up. So. My sophomore year, I was like – my freshman year, I played – I started as a freshman. Not on varsity, but on JV. Mm-hmm. But it was like kind of out of nowhere. People didn't like expect it. So I was like good my freshman year. And then sophomore year was like my time to like take a step forward.
Yeah.
And they were like, if you take that step forward, you get called up to varsity. And so like I had that in mind and I was like that was the plan. And then there was a kid a year younger than me who was – like he came up and he fucking dominated.
Yeah.
And they his name was Albie, and they called him up over me. And I remember being, like, devastated by it, you know? But he also, like, was just so much better than me, and I, like, fell off
because
I, like, stopped really caring and, like, not I didn't, like, take it seriously. But I remember being, like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
And that time
kind of being, like, I don't even want to fucking play basketball ever again. Even though I was, like, no, it's, like, the love of my life, and I just, you know, I got a bone contusion and I can't play anymore.
No, that was exactly what happened. And then for years, I was, like, devastated over it. Because also then it was like my identity.
This is interesting, you idiot.
Yeah, and then it fucked me up because then I disappointed my coach and I let him down too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then I slowly just came to like, then I was like, well now, like at USC, I was like, I love my life. Thank God I didn't have to play soccer in college.
I know, that's the thing.
Or else I would have ruined my life.
Sports is like the most important thing in the world to you.
Yeah.
Until all of a sudden you either like are... top 1% and you like do it in college and like beyond, or it's like, all right, that was like a fun thing I did like to like, you know,
after school. You know yeah. what I mean? It just, it's like, learned a lot I think from it. I think when people go to school for when they play sports in college, if you're not like a Division I athlete, I think it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
To like, yeah. I'm like a Division III football player that like your life is run by your coach and your school and like two-a-days and like instead of just like having fun in college.
I think
with no, you know, you're not going pro. There's yeah. no nothing. It's just like, but it's people's identities. It's like, this is all I know. This is all I know how to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some people just love it. And for, to them, like, more power to you. But I think there's a huge chunk of people who are doing it because, like, they either have to or their parents want them to or they're like, I just don't know what else I even am in this world without soccer or football or whatever. And it's like...
Even that, like, Stacey character plays a role in it because then you're like, well, like, they can't be better than me. And then it keeps you going.
Well, yeah. And I think that there's, like, good elements of it where it's like keeps you motivated and going and trying, but also it gets to a point where it's like, you know, well, I met like a ton of cool people in college and have like these great memories going out to parties and like hooking up and
yeah.
doing like I would travel like you could you don't have to like I knew kids like during the summer who couldn't do anything because like I you know got to do practice
they
I got to do this
drink,
and yeah. it's like for what dude you're yeah. watching like your fucking best years go by. To play, you know, D3? Like,
yeah. And then once you graduate, like, unless you go to the Olympics or something, then, like, yeah, you're I just, mean, like, left
that's
out
what I mean.
Dry.
It's like, what's left? And then all of a sudden you find yourself, like, a few years later on a podcast just venting about your bone bruise and Stacey.
You know? I hate that we're calling it a bone bruise. It was more than that.
It sounds like it definitely wasn't. So, you know, doesn't sound like it's a life-threatening injury. But somebody out there right now, your grandma, their life is being threatened. And they might die. See you next episode.
Is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.